Chinese government, China government is saying that they will reject the sale of TikTok if the U.S. moves to force the app's China-based parent company, ByteDance, to sell the platform. The announcement came just before the CEO of TikTok was grilled by Congress for hours today over whether the app could be banned in the United States if it remains under ByteDance due to concerns of user data being shared with China. For more, we are joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Anna Hahn, professor at the Santa Clara University School of Law and co-author of the casebook, Doing Business in China. Thank you so much, Professor, for joining us.
Thank you.
The response from China is really telling. Do you think that that is an admission that China really relies on TikTok for information on its users?
I don't think that is an indicator. China's position is based on the proprietary technology that TikTok's parent ByteDance owns. There's an algorithm that they have that drives users to the site, which has obviously been very successful. And they have a set of export control laws that were enacted in 2020 that says if there's a transfer of certain technology and this falls under that rule, China can prohibit it. So I think their statement is more based on we do not want our technology to be sold without our permission.
Does the U.S. have legal grounds to force the sale of TikTok?
I think the forced sale is really an alternative to banning it. It's like if you don't sell it, then we will ban you. It's not that the U.S. can actually force TikTok to be sold. It's a threat that if you don't sell it, then you will be banned. I think there's been a lot of confusion about what the sale will accomplish. The primary concern has been, multiple ones, but first one is data security. And I personally do not think that selling TikTok will change anything in terms of the data security. The proposal that TikTok's working on right now, which is to try to localize U.S. user data in the U.S. and then prohibit access from anyone outside of the U.S., would address that. That hasn't been implemented, but if that were implemented, that would take care of that issue. Similarly, there was a concern regarding content during today's hearing at the committee hearings, and I think that's also not going to change based on a sale because a forced sale just changes owners, but it doesn't really change how a particular social media platform operates. So I think all the issues that are being discussed about that will continue no matter who's the owner. And so I think that would require different kinds of regulations.
I'm curious, and I don't know if you know the answer to this because it gets a little technical, but what data security is at risk with TikTok users?
It's user security. There is anything from their preferences. What do they buy? What are they posting in terms of, where are they going with that? Where they look at what potentially their political leanings based on the kind of videos they watch. You know, it's all a matter of tastes and preferences. There's also information about the age of the user, gender. They don't do physical location, so there's no way to know really where users are. But otherwise, they do gather a lot of data. But it's actually no different from the data anyone gathers if you're on Facebook or Instagram or just surfing on the web.
I want to ask you about that firewall, that notion of isolating all the U.S. data so nobody outside can get it. The company still has control of it, so the company can decide to go in and get it, right, if someone asks?
Correct. But hopefully the idea of that is that the company would only allow U.S.-based personnel to do so. And if you have U.S.-based personnel, then theoretically they would be subject to U.S. law. And if the law says you can't export this data, then they wouldn't be able to do it without violating the law. I mean, obviously, anyone can do anything against the rules, but this would be a kind of a physical barrier, if you will.
Thank you for clearing that up. Anna Hahn is professor at the Santa Clara University School of Law.